Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 73, Scene 1, 20,800 Prisoner Kings and Princes, See Krishna. As soon as the news of Jarasandha's death was announced, all the citizens of Magadha began to cry,
"Alas! Alas!"
while Lord Krishna and Arjuna embraced Bhimasen in order to congratulate him. Although Jarasandha was killed, neither Krishna nor the two Pandava brothers made a claim to the throne. Their purpose in killing Jarasandha was to stop him from creating a disturbance against the proper discharge of world peace. A demon always creates disturbances, whereas a demigod always tries to keep peace in the world. The mission of Lord Krishna is to give protection to the righteous persons and to kill the demons who disturb a peaceful situation. Therefore, Lord Krishna immediately called for the son of Jarasandha, whose name was Sahadev, and with due ritualistic ceremonies, asked him to occupy the seat of his father and reign over the kingdom peacefully. Lord Krishna is the master of the whole cosmic creation, and Krishna wants everyone to live peacefully and execute Krishna consciousness. After installing Sahadev on the throne, Krishna released all the kings and princes who had been imprisoned unnecessarily by Jarasandha. The kings and princes released by Lord Krishna after the death of Jarasandha were rulers of different parts of the world. Jarasandha was so powerful in military strength that he had conquered all these princes and kings, numbering 20,800. And they were all incarcerated within a mountain cave, especially constructed as a fort. And for a long time, they were kept in that situation. So when they were released by the grace of Lord Krishna, they all looked very unhappy. Their garments were niggardly and scrimy, and their faces were almost dried up for want of proper bodily care. They were very weak due to hunger, and their faces had lost all beauty and luster. Because of the king's long imprisonment, every part of their bodies had become slackened and invalid. But although suffering in that miserable condition of life, they did have the opportunity to think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. But now before them, they saw the color of the transcendental body of Lord Krishna, exactly like the hue of a newly arrived cloud in the sky. Krishna appeared before them, nicely covered by yellow-colored silken garments, with four hands like Vishnu, and carrying the different symbols of the club, conchel, disc, and lotus flower. There were marks of golden lines on Krishna's chest, and the nipples of Krishna's breast appeared to be like the whorl of a lotus flower. Krishna's eyes appeared to be spread like the petals of a lotus flower, and Krishna's smiling face exhibited the symbol of eternal peace and prosperity. Krishna's glittering earrings were set beautifully, and Krishna's helmet was bedecked with valuable jewels. Lord Krishna's necklace of pearls and the bangles and bracelets nicely situated on his body all shone with a transcendental beauty. The Kaustubha jewel hanging on Krishna's chest glittered with great luster, and Lord Krishna wore a beautiful flower garland. After so much distress, when the kings and princes finally saw Lord Krishna with his beautiful transcendental features, they looked upon Krishna to their heart's content, as if they were drinking nectar through their eyes, licking his body with their tongues, smelling the aroma of his body with their noses, and embracing him with their arms. Just by dint of their being in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all reactions to their sinful activities were washed away. Therefore, without reservation, they surrendered themselves all at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Yesham tu antakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridha vrata. Unless one is freed from all kinds of sinful reactions, one cannot fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Thus, all the princes who saw Lord Krishna forgot all their past tribulations. With folded hands and with great devotion, they began to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Thus ends chapter 73, scene 1. 20,800 imprisoned kings and princes see Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.